From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with this regional news update. The San Francisco Unified School District is dealing today with news that six employees misappropriated $15 million of public funds. A three-year investigation by law enforcement and the DA's office resulted in charges including grand theft, embezzlement, forgery, and perjury. Jill Tucker has been covering the case for the San Francisco Chronicle. In her cover story this morning, she details how the money was spread between school services, outside nonprofits, internal computer systems, salaries, and benefits. I reached Tucker by phone and asked her how $6.7 million were allegedly used on student programs that were not designated by grant funding.
The $6.7 million that went to student programs actually did reach students. It was after-school programs and other types of health programs and services for students. But the problem is when you get a government grant from the state or the federal government, there are very specific restrictions on how it can be used and when it can be used. And what happened was they parked this money in these nonprofits and then told the federal government or the state government that they spent it and that it went for the purposes that it was supposed to go to. But instead, they just sort of kept it in these slush accounts and then spent it on programs or spent it on certain things, perhaps several years down the line, but ultimately not in accordance with the grants, and that's a violation of law.
So how common a practice is that, do you think, in your experience as a reporter, for people to take grant money and then reallocate it in different ways?
Well, if they do it, it's against the law. So I would say it technically should be very uncommon. I am not aware of grants being misspent like this. That's not to say that there aren't folks out there that, I think the idea being use it or lose it, right? If you don't spend it in time, you could lose it or not get it the next year. And I think that there is often some difficulty in spending it on time because when you get the grant money, you have to hire people. You have to get the programs up and running if they're not already going. And so there can be delays in terms of spending it during a school year. But in general, according to the prosecutor, not spending it according to the grant rules is illegal. And if folks are not doing that, then they're going to, if they get caught, potentially face these kinds of charges.
We're talking with Jill Tucker. She's education reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. You've followed the district closely for years now. Does this news come as a surprise to you?
Well, we've been waiting for it for 3 years. So we knew that something had gone on a while back when the DA started their investigation. So ultimately, no, it wasn't a surprise that there were arrests. I will say the district has, in recent years, had a very clean bill of fiscal health. The audits that are performed have come back very clean, which is rare for school districts. They have a very high credit rating, generally thought of as having a very strong fiscal situation. And I think what the district said in this particular case is that the people who were involved in this knew the ins and outs of the district. They knew all of the corners and crevices of how the financial situation worked and specifically how bond money flowed. And they were able to manipulate the system in a way that made it very difficult, if not impossible, for anyone outside of their department to realize what was going on. I mean, they went so far as to request their own computer system that was separate from the district's, that was maintained by outside people because they said they needed it to administer all these grants within the federal and state parameters. And people believed them, thinking, okay, you need this. And it was a way for them to hide the flow of money and what was going on.
Do you know what the next step is and what the timeline is going forward for prosecution?
Yes, my understanding is that the six defendants self-surrendered today, and then we expect their first appearance in court for their arraignment and the official charges tomorrow.
That's Jill Tucker, education reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. SFUSD Superintendent Richard Carranza issued a statement yesterday saying the district initiated the investigation in 2010 after discovering potential fraud. He noted officials have put several measures in place to prevent future misconduct. You can hear our conversation with reporter Jill Tucker and find a link to her story on the allegations online at KALW.org. And full disclosure, KALW's license is held by the San Francisco Unified School District. Stay tuned for more regional news today at 5 on Cross Currents. We'll be looking at how the city of San Francisco is helping families get a jumpstart on college savings. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.